chapter 3 tonight. We're going to look at a few verses here. And we're going to look at wisdom concerning our health. Remember, the Bible speaks about all of life's matters, all of life's issues. Thank you. If you remember 2 Peter, those of you that are studying hope materials, remember what it says. There's a promise there. I'm in first. I better get to 2 chapter 1. It tells us in verse 3, according as His divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. Amen. All things that pertain unto life and godliness. The Bible speaks of everything we need to know about life. This life and eternal life. And that's what we're going to be looking at tonight about health, because obviously we all need to know how to take care of our physical bodies in a better way. And even the book of Proverbs has a prescription to take care of your physical body in a better way. Well, we have a lot of promises in this. We'll pick it up in verse 5 and then go down to verse 8. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. Amen? Look at verse 8. It shall be what? Health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. Brethren, what we think and what we do affects our physical bodies. Let's go to the Lord in prayer before we get into the message. Father, tonight, we do ask You for wisdom. But not only wisdom, we ask You for strength to be obedient, to follow through on the things that You teach us from the Word of God. Father, open up our hearts, open up our minds. Help us to receive the Word with meekness. Father, we know that You want to do a work in us. You want us to walk in wisdom. You want us to live by Your commands. You want us to walk in the fear of the Lord, to do all things that please You and not ourselves. So, Father, teach us tonight and help us to humble ourselves and submit to You. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. So as we look at we know the Old Testament and the New Testament tells us to teach, or teaches us about our bodies being the temple of God. Amen. Our bodies are the temple of the Holy Ghost. We need to take care of our bodies because of that. Now, the book of Proverbs says a lot about the physical body. And we need to understand that what we do and what we think affect our physical bodies. And I want, probably I'll bring it out in the conclusion, but I might as well bring it out again. A healthy spiritual life leads to a healthy physical life. That's the general rule. That's the general rule. Obviously, we have to consider all things. Sin, the curse of sin, old age, sickness, disease. We will all die of something. So I'm not saying health and wealth gospel. But I am teaching that the Bible teaches about health. So it is in there. But it doesn't mean that you're never going to get sick. And if you get sick, that you're not right with God. That's not what the Bible teaches. However, there are some things that we need to learn about our health. And there are some things that we need to respect about God's Word so that we do take care of ourselves and experience God's, the best He has for us. Amen. So number one, it's a pretty simple, number one, the way to health. And then we're going to look at wisdom concerning health from Proverbs, other principles. But I want to park right here in our text. Brethren, we know that fearing the Lord and departing from evil will bring us a healthy life. And a lot of what we build on tonight from Proverbs is simply this: fear the Lord and depart from evil. And I think it's the defining theme of this chapter. Now, when you fear the Lord, you're going to have a right relationship with Him that results in submissive obedience to Him. Fearing the Lord does translate into obedience and submission, honoring Him. Depart from evil means to shun it, to turn from it. And really, shunning evil and turning from it is almost synonymous with fearing the Lord. If you fear the Lord, you're going to depart from evil. Remember Job in the Old Testament. There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job. And that man was perfect and upright, one that feared God and eschewed evil. He shunned it. He turned from it. So there you go. The person who fears the Lord cannot be wise and hears their own eyes. Isn't that what it's saying? Be not wise in thine own eyes, verse 7. If you fear the Lord, you're going to be acknowledging Him in all your ways. Amen. You are going not to be wise in your own eyes. And if you are wise in your own eyes, then what's going to happen? Well, we know God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. If you're wise in your own eyes, then you're going to demonstrate pride and self-sufficiency and conceit and arrogance and self-righteousness. So, God will not work in our lives if we don't fear Him. Wisdom only comes when we humble ourselves and realize that we need God and we need His power in our lives. We need His wisdom in our lives. That His wisdom, His Word is higher than anything we can find in ourselves. Amen. But if you notice, there is a promise of health in verse 8. The truth is, if we learn to fear the Lord and depart from evil, what does it say? It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. Brethren, when we think about God's Word and God's commands, they're for our well-being in every dimension of life. The physical, the spiritual, and the emotional. God can deal with everything through His Word. Amen. He can meet all of our needs. And those who fear the Lord and depart from evil will reap physical benefits in their health. We do know that sin often carries physical consequences. Think of David over in Psalm 32. Sin was sapping his strength. The New Testament tells us, James 5, that sometimes sin is the root of our sickness. Because it tells us to confess our faults one to another, that we might be healed. 1 Corinthians 11:30, for this reason many are sick among you. So sin, we know if we're not shunning evil, if we're not departing from evil, we won't get the benefits of health in our lives that God wants to give us. The word navel here means umbilical cord. Go over to Ezekiel 16:4 to get a little picture there. Ezekiel 16, chapter 16, verse 4. And as for thy nativity, in the day thou wast born, thy navel was not cut. You see? Umbilical cord. Neither wast thou washed in water to supple thee. Thou wast not salted at all, nor swaddled at all. And so, God's just painting a picture there. But you could see, thy navel was not cut, the Bible says. So it is a picture here that God is going to give us. The word health is derived from the word for healing and is only used here in the Old Testament, right here. And so, Proverbs is showing us that the health-giving nourishment, the strength that flows from the mother's body through the umbilical cord is into our pre-born baby's body. That's the picture here. That's the image. The health-giving nourishment, the strength that flows from the mother to the child. And so, the fear of the Lord is the healing flow into our sin-sick souls. The fear of the Lord is what brings the nourishment. The fear of the Lord is what brings the healing. It is the marrow or nourishment. It is the drink. It is the refreshment for our bones. Amen. I realize it takes faith to believe this. Faith to obey this. Faith to say, I understand God's word. I understand what's going to bring healing. But there's another prescription in here. Several of them, by the way, for health. They're very practical. Let's go into them tonight. Wisdom for health. Go to Proverbs 4:17. Get ready now to look at the scriptures. It says, for they eat the bread of wickedness and drink the wine of violence. The wine of violence. You see, friend, if you're going to have health, you need to avoid alcohol. You need to avoid it. You see, it calls it the wine of violence. Arguments and fighting on the streets and fighting an argument at home is caused a lot of times by alcohol. Alcohol brings deception. Not only violence. Proverbs 21, verse 1. did go over alcohol, I'm not going to preach that whole message. But it is important to remind ourselves, wine is a mocker, strong drink is raging, and whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise. Everyone agrees that drinking too much is bad, but let's not be deceived in thinking that drinking a little is okay. Because I want to ask you, how do you know how little to drink? You see, wine is deceptive. And I'll tell you, you just read the news and you read study after study. And I know I've heard this argument. Do you know that most of the studies, the renowned studies today, are saying this? Alcohol has no benefit. Even wine has zero benefit to your health. As many as want to justify, say, oh, well, wine's good for you. A little bit of wine is good for you. Not according to science and medicine today. You'd be better off not drinking at all physically. You see, every person is different. Every person reacts to alcohol differently. So saying a little is okay is deceptive. And whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise. Is not wise. Alcohol causes poverty. 21:17. He that loveth pleasure shall be a poor man. He that loveth wine and oil shall not be rich. You see, it's like cigarettes. Wine and cigarettes, you're going to waste money. It's only a waste. And all you're doing is putting that into your body and hurting your body. How much good could you do with that money that you spend on that? Really, it's addictive. And so, not only is wine addictive, it's going to cause you, alcohol is going to cause you to spend more money. It causes many health problems. That leads to how many doctor's visits, how much medication you have to take when your body starts falling apart because of drinking. How much money do you lose when you're drunk? How much money will you be robbed of because of drunkenness? Crazy. But it also causes loss of judgment. Chapter 31. It is not for kings, O Lemuel. It is not for kings to drink wine, nor for princes strong drink. Lest they drink and forget the law and pervert the judgment of any of the afflicted. You can stay right here. You know, driving requires discernment and proper judgment. How many accidents are caused by loss of judgment because of drinking? Walking and talking requires the same. How many unwise decisions? How many hurt words and words that cause a lot of pain are spoken under the influence of alcohol? Right here in the next verse, there's really only one good thing that alcohol is good for in the Bible. Right here. Verse 6, give strong drink unto him that is ready to perish. Give strong drink as an anesthesia to someone who's ready to die. That's what it was. Anesthesia. That's what it was used for. But today, since we do have anesthesia and other drugs, you don't need alcohol for anesthesia anymore. Remember this, alcohol is a depressant, not a stimulant. And that's why people pass out and become dizzy and pass out because of drunkenness. Right there it is. So do you understand, if we're going to be healthy, we got to follow the wisdom of God's word. We have to avoid alcohol. But number two, or letter B, sorry, discipline your desires. Discipline your desires, Proverbs 20 and verse 13. Obviously, a lot of these points can be a message on their own. Love not sleep, lest thou come to poverty. Open thine eyes, and thou shalt be satisfied with bread. Amen. Now, there's a lot of verses about this. And I think I may have a message later on about this. But let me just say this. Discipline your desires. Sleepiness leads to more sleepiness. Now, oversleeping can be a result of sickness, such as an overactive thyroid or chronic fatigue syndrome. But, however, according to the warnings here in Proverbs, sleeping can be simply a result of laziness, sleeping too much. So what do you have to do? You have to discipline your desires. You have to say no to sleeping. Just say no to it. And it really tells us a little bit about sleep. If you love it, if you oversleep, sleep too much, you're going to come to poverty. Now these are principles in God's Word. So one of the consequences of sleeping too much is poverty. That's what the Bible says. Again, are we going to accept God's wisdom? Are we going to obey God's word? Go to Proverbs 5 now. Not only do you have to discipline your desires. All right, I got these out of order. Maybe. Did I have another one before that? No. All right, I have one after this. Fight your flesh. Put it in there. It's not on the list. I don't even know why. It's probably when I was sleeping. No, I wasn't sleeping. Yeah, I just got done about oversleeping. Amen. All right. Fight your flesh. Proverbs 5. For the lips of a strange woman drop as a honeycomb, and her mouth is smoother than oil, but her end is bitter as wormwood, sharp as a two-edged sword. Her feet go down to death. Her steps take hold on hell, lest thou shouldest ponder the path of life. Her ways are movable, and thou canst not know them. Hear me now, therefore, O ye children, and depart not from the words of my mouth. Remove thy way far from her. Come that night the door of her house, lest thou give thine honor unto others, and thy years unto the cruel. Lest strangers be filled with thy wealth, and thy labors be in the house of a stranger. And thou mourn at the last, when thy flesh and thy body are consumed. What is he saying? The New Testament says it very clearly. Flee fornication. Flee immorality. There's much in this book of Proverbs about immorality. You see, the problem of sexual diseases is not a medical deficiency, but a moral deficiency. There is no such thing called safe sex. How many unwanted pregnancies are there? How many unmarried pregnancies are there? How many countries are pushing abortion as an alternative, which is nothing less than murder? Most unwanted sexually transmitted diseases occur among young people under the age of 25. He's speaking to the youth very clearly here. Fight your flesh. Escape envy. Go to Proverbs 3:31. Now remember what I said. There is a connection between how you think and your health. The actions you take in your life and your health. That's what we're seeing here, all the connections. Proverbs 3:31. Envy thou not the oppressor. Choose none of his ways. 23:17. Let not thine heart envy sinners, but be thou in the fear of the Lord all the day long. Amen. See the opposite there? Wrath is cruel and anger is outrageous, but who is able to stand before envy? And then I have one more there. Proverbs 14:30. And this is where I want you to see that connection with this sin and your health. A sound heart is the life of the flesh, but envy the rottenness of the bones. It does the spiritual affects the physical. We cannot separate them. These are many of the consequences of the sin of envy. Envy is a resentful awareness of another's advantage coupled with a desire to possess the same advantages. We know what Romans 1 talks about. Envy's in that long list of sins that's spelling out humanity's rebellion against God. It's right in there. Envy's one of them. We are warned in the New Testament that envy is a fruit of the flesh. It's even a mark of false teachers. It's a characteristic of an unregenerate heart. And we are called to avoid it in the New Testament. So, you see the list. You see wisdom. And then, we need to get rid of gluttony. This is one sin that's not preached well or often enough in Baptist churches. Why? We love our fellowship. We love our food. And there's nothing wrong with fellowship and food. But we need to avoid gluttony. We need to get rid of it. And really, the Bible's telling us here, 23:2, put a knife to thy throat if thou be a man given to appetite. So really, God is saying, you know, control your appetite. Amen. Say no to your appetite. That's what God's saying here. 23:21. For the drunkard and the glutton shall come to poverty. Right there you see how God links the two, drunkenness and gluttony, together. I don't want to be in that company, do you? Amen. No one said amen. And then the Bible is very clear to teach moderation, brethren. Chapter 24, verse 13. My son, eat thou honey, because it is good. And the honeycomb. That's the one I didn't look up. It is sweet to thy taste. Go to 25:16. There it is. Okay. So it's talking there, and they go together. That's what I wanted. My son, eat thou honey because it is good. Amen. That's good. But then it says over in 25:16, hast thou found honey? Eat so much as is sufficient for thee. That's a good rule, right? Lest thou be filled therewith and vomit it. Amen. Don't overdo it. Do it in moderation. So I think there's a list that's very clear in the book of Proverbs. There's a promise there that we can have health if we would fear the Lord. So we do have a prescription. Amen. Are you ready to follow God's prescription for good health? Found in the book of Proverbs. And as I mentioned before, and I say it again, King Solomon knew that a healthy spiritual life leads to a healthy physical life. Now go to another text. Proverbs 4:20. My son, attend unto my words. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. For they are life unto those that find them. And what? Health to all their flesh, brethren. Obedience. Obedience to God's word. Obedience to these principles. That's what brings health to us, to our flesh. So, are we ready to believe God and obey Him? Simply believe God and obey Him. Obey the book of Proverbs. Obey so many other principles we can depart from the book of Proverbs. But let's obey God. Let's believe God. Let's believe His promises that if we fear the Lord and we depart from evil, we will have good health. We will have the nourishment that we need for good health. God will work in our life. Yes, we have to avoid, we have to fight, we have to escape enemy, we have to fight the flesh. We have to discipline our desires. We have to get rid of gluttony. We have to follow the truth of God's word. There's so many other principles. But brethren, when we do that, God will bless us. We must believe God's word and then obey Him. If you believe it, you'll obey it. Amen. We can't say, I believe it, but I don't want to do it. That's not faith. Faith is doing it. Just doing what God says. That's faith. Amen. All right, we're going to have a word of prayer. Will you stand with me tonight?